Thank you very much for joining me. How you been? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Steve Renazzisi.
Don't interrupt. It's What's the Odds with Steve Renazzisi, the sloppiest podcast in the history of mankind. September 23rd, 2022. Brenton, Lucas, myself, here to talk to you about what we did this week and all the different football games and events that happened and our little commentary on all that crap. So I apologize. I'm a little under the weather. I got a little bit of a cold. So that's why I have some tissues here. But I'm three quarters of the way done with my new home little office studio, so it won't look that bleak behind me. I'll have some stuff on the wall soon. But, you know, when you are a fan of a team that is undefeated and a team that, you know, there are only like, what, six or seven undefeated teams left in the NFL. Two of them are located in New York. One you guys are a fan of. One I've been a fan of for a very long time as well. So it's just a glorious time for us right now. It really is. This is the best part of the year. This is better than Christmas. This is better than Hanukkah. It really is. We're getting the gift of good. We're getting the gift of good football for the first time for me in it feels like 500,000 years. So the Giants are 2-0. We snuck out another win last week, which, you know, look. They're not all pretty. They can't all be pretty. But a win is a win. And when you go 2-0, you have a good chance of making the playoffs. Now, unfortunately, the Eagles are also 2-0. And they looked pretty dominant in both their wins. So that's a problem. But you know what? We don't have to play the Eagles this week. We're playing the fucking Cowboys. And that, to me, will not be a problem. We'll get to that later on. But give it to me, guys. What did you think? How did you feel about the Giants this week? I don't care about the Bills, all right? We all watch the fucking Bills.
That's fine. You don't need to care about the Bills. So I watched that game, the replay on Wednesday, and I nodded off. It was very boring football, very bland. I feel for your son who has to watch that team every week. Overall, defense was solid. Saquon was Saquon. Daniel Jones still has a lot of work to do, but, you know, they can beat mediocre teams. I think it'll be a nice challenge this week on Monday when they go to Dallas to see if they can beat Cooper Rush. And if they do, then you legitimately have that shot at the playoff spot.
Speaking of Cooper Rush, you were really wrong last week.
I was. I mean, just the Bengals just didn't show up.
Well, they haven't shown up yet, but yeah, I guess, I mean, was it more Cooper Rush played proficiently or was it the Bengals didn't show up? Which do you think?
The Bengals didn't show up. And the big problem was they just didn't give Joe Mixon the ball. He had like five carries at the half. And then they start the second half. He gets, I think, two or three straight carries and just breaks off chunk yardage. And then they abandon the run again. So I don't know what they're doing. It's a bad play calling. They're not balancing the offense. Joe Burrow's played like crap. He needs to figure out whatever it is that he was doing last year and start doing that again. But, you know, it's a very good team that's underachieving right now, and Dallas shouldn't have won that game. And they almost didn't. Bengals played like shit, and they still almost won.
Look, dude, you can piss all over the Giants parade all you want. Boring.
No, I'm not. Football. You know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You did good.
Dude.
You got wins. And you're playing in a division and you're playing in a conference where it doesn't matter if you look like shit. All you have to do is win because there's only going to be three or four teams that are semi-decent with good records. And if you're one of them, you could go pretty deep in the playoffs.
Man, we can win this week 3-0, get 3-0.
I think you'll be 3-0, and I would not be surprised if the Bills fall to 2-1.
Okay. Before we actually got on air, you were very upset. You said, I'm upset about something. I thought it was something about Rogue.
McDermott's and I guess it's your already fact ruled half out defense. Half the defense.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in champ. We might not have either of our safeties going up against Tyreek Hill. We're going to be starting rookie cornerbacks on both sides because Dane Jackson's ruled out. So it's going to be a very young and experienced defense going against Miami that has all the confidence in the world right now because Baltimore handed them the game on a silver platter. My concern would be with this game, like I wouldn't be, I think they still can win because they're the best team in football. My concern would be if Miami's defense shuts down our offense with or without Gabe Davis playing, because he's still questionable.
What is with Gabe Davis? Because I mean, I don't even want to get to fantasy. Fantasy, it's like I've already got, I mean, I'm fucked already. I have so many injuries already. Yeah. So many. Keenan Allen injured. When, George Kittle, when is he going to come back? I mean, it's like all these guys. But Gabe Davis, I thought he was like, all right, week two, it was a quick week for them. They had to come back early. And, you know, so it's like, when is this guy coming back? And what is the extent of this injury?
So the issue is Saturday's walkthrough. Not a real practice, just a walkthrough. He had a non-contact ankle injury, which is never good.
How do you
good.
Get a fucking injury He's, during a walkthrough?
He must have been doing a cut or something, or
a
he
cut?
he just fell. People
they
are
do
clumsy.
These things in hotel rooms, Brenton.
I know. I don't
hotel
know.
Ballrooms.
I don't know what to tell you. He hurt his ankle. No one touched him. He just hurt it. Something must have popped, and God only knows when he's going to be back. Hopefully this week. There's still a chance he plays this week, but my concern is if Miami completely shuts down this offense, which I don't think they can, then the Bills are in trouble and Miami could contend for the division. If the Bills keep pace, it's a high-scoring game, and we just happen to lose because Tyreek Hill gets behind our inexperienced secondary, then I'm okay with that, and I still think the Bills get healthy and dominate the rest of the year.
I mean, Baltimore. Was it Baltimore played my,
it was
Miami
Baltimore,
last week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, how did they let Tyreek Hill get – he would blow past their DBs who are still backpedaling, and he's in a full sprint, cheetah sprint. Like, what in what world do you think you're going to stay with this fucking guy? Like, if you're the Bills, you got to look at this film and go, all right, if anything, we'll give you 20 yards, 15 yards at a time, but you're not getting past our you know, furthest guy. You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see them having or Tua having another 6-touchdown game.
No.
The Bills offense, I don't know how you stop Josh Allen. I don't know how you do it. If you're, I mean, the defense of Miami is good, but I mean that this guy to me is the most dangerous football player in the world because not only can he throw the ball, I mean, he made some throws the other day where he wasn't even set to make a throw and he just fucking flicked it with a wrist 25 yards downfield in a perfect spot. So besides the fact that he can run over your defense, if I'm the Bills, I'm not necessarily worried about my offense. I would love Gabe Davis back, but this guy's making everybody look good. I didn't really remember the balance. Did they run the ball that much? Devin Singletary had a couple runs, right? He had one.
They didn't run early. They closed the game out running nothing but James Cook for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty good. And I mean, it was the twos against the twos at that point, cause the game was over halfway through the third quarter. So they can run if they want to, but they haven't, I thought they were going to run a lot more this year. They haven't really been running that much.
They probably have to balance that out a little bit more. And maybe
will,
this week is the week to do it because
they will as the season goes along.
You know, the more time the offense can eat up, it's nice to score points and stuff and bunches and real quickly, but the more time you can eat up, the more time you keep, you know, your defense off the field, to keep Tua off the field, you get the, you know, you keep the ball more and it's a more balanced attack. I mean, I don't necessarily want Josh Allen running the ball more, but I think a more run, you know, 50-50 kind of back and forth would be a better, because look, I don't know what Miami is. I don't know if they're really this good or they've just, I mean, Baltimore, the defense, I couldn't believe. I mean, forget. Look, Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdowns. You're not going to, you know, what are you going to do against that? But the fact that, you know, their defense just let Tyreek Hill run past them with absolutely no ability to bump him, no ability to like get him at the line at all, just fucking on a line straight to the end zone. If that doesn't happen, which it shouldn't happen 2 weeks in a row, then I can't see Buffalo not winning the game.
We also have a lot more film on Tyreek Hill from previous seasons and very memorable losses than the Ravens did. So I think they'll be okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami covered, and I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won a close game.
What is the spread there? I don't remember. I was looking at it before.
It's Buffalo minus 6, and the over-under is 52.5. I think it's the highest scoring game on this. Detroit, Minnesota is also 52.5.
I got Bills minus 5 now on DraftKings.
Okay, so people are putting a lot of money on Miami. They're looking at last week. So you know what? If the masses are doing that, then I like Buffalo again. Shift it back
to
the Bills.
I like that too. I like that too. Everybody fell in love with Tua last week, but I just don't see Buffalo.
He's still underthrew Tyreek.
Yeah.
He played a good game. I can't take that away from him, but he was still underthrowing Tyreek.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to the Ravens defense, but the Bills front 7 on D has been playing a lot better than the Ravens. So he's going to have a lot more pressure this week, even with Oliver out, and they're going to rotate the guys. Von Miller's going to eat. Rousseau's going to eat. They're going to be, if they can get to Tua before he can throw it, it doesn't matter how wide open Tyreek is.
Yeah, the injuries are on defense are tough. The kid, how's the kid that was fucking crippled or whatever? I mean, that kid, that was rough.
That was a tough game. Yeah, he's been ruled out. I don't know beyond.
Ruled out? Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, he's been ruled out. Dane Jackson. I don't know how long he's going to be out. There hasn't really been a lot of news on that. I think they're still kind of figuring out. You know, the good news is he was moving all of his extremities. They let him leave the hospital that night. He's okay in a sense of he's not paralyzed, but I don't know how serious and how many weeks like that hit's going to cost him.
There were a couple the game got off to a weird, like the opening kick, someone got hurt.
Yeah.
Then there was a couple times where they had to like go to TV timeouts because of injuries during that game. Yeah, that was a rough one. But I thought the first quarter, even first 8-10 minutes, I was like, oh, the Titans are going to put this thing up. Like, you know, them coming down and score. I think they scored first, right? Did they score first?
No.
Buffalo
it was 7-7.
Yeah, no, Buffalo scored first.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
Tennessee the came right back down. Yeah. So I go, oh, all right, they're not afraid. But then, you know, it was completely over after that. I'm happy that Tua is playing better, but I just don't see that performance even close to that again this week versus Buffalo at all. So I think you guys should be fine. And, you know,
you want to talk about the biggest meltdown, though. Another game that we got wrong was the Browns and the Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
I rewatched that game. There's a minute 55 left, and I know the outcome, and I'm just going, how the fuck did the Browns lose this? And then they just browned it up.
Was it two touchdowns or 10 points? It was something ridiculous.
It was 13 points. So Nick Chubb's been criticized for not just falling down and going into the end zone and scoring instead of letting more time come off the clock.
Yeah. And because the Jets didn't have any timeouts, right?
Jets didn't have any timeouts, but that, you know, they don't know the kicker's going to miss the extra point. It's a 14-point game with 2 minutes to go. Yeah. So you just take the points, because we've seen it happen the other way where the guy falls down and then something crazy happens and then the other team wins because you didn't score the points. So I don't blame Nick Chubb for going in. The kicker misses the extra point. And then they just let Corey Davis run right by all of them.
That was another
long, quick touchdown. Then you let them get the onside kick, and then you let them drive down the field again. I mean, there was a minute 55 left. They scored two touchdowns that quick.
It is bad clock management. You do have to have the understanding of like, hey, if the situation comes to the point where the other team has no timeouts, then we are going to run the clock out and not get, you know, get the first down and give me four new sets of downs. That's what, that's 2 minutes right there. What is it? 35 seconds in between each one.
Yeah.
You give me three more downs. Fine. I'll give the ball back to you with 36 seconds left or 35 seconds left. You got to score
or just recover the onside kick. There were about 5 or 6 complete meltdown failures that led to them losing to the Jets, and they shouldn't have lost to the Jets. But
these special team cons have to stop. Like, you know, you don't. Yeah. They're all playing golf and shit in the preseason. They got to work on the kicks. They got to work on the snaps, the holds, the you know, this is, it's, how many games have you seen so far that's been decided by special teams? Almost 5 or 6 games during week 1.
Yeah.
That Jets game week two, absolutely. It's like the Jets game was, I mean, that people were going crazy. We went to a San Gennaro thing at the golf club I'm at, and so people were glued to the TV because they couldn't even believe it was happening. They couldn't believe that they were coming back.
Well, I mean, apparently they've beaten the Browns 56. 5 out of the last 7 games, so I wish I would have known that before.
We got it wrong, didn't we?
We got it wrong, yeah. We were heavy on the Browns. Would have thought that the Browns would have just run the ball all over them and run the clock out. Oof. Would have thought Joe Flacco would look like young Joe Flacco.
I mean, really, did he? I mean, or who would have thought that DBs would forget that they had space behind in the cover as well? How many times has this happened this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, but this is crazy shit. Like,
the
this
worst
is...
game, Steve. We haven't touched on the worst game.
Oh, what's the worst game?
How is Frank Reich still employed in Indianapolis?
My God.
24-0. In another situation of just give the ball to Taylor. I think he had 3 runs in the first half, and they basically didn't use him in the second half. So they took away their strength against the Jaguars' weakness, which is stopping the run, and they got blown the fuck out. And Matt Ryan... I mean,
I didn't watch a minute of that game. I can't. I have to be honest with you.
It was not good. Yeah, he looks really bad. He looks scared, panicked back there. Now they were missing their top 2 wide receivers, but that's no excuse against the Jaguars. And you know, they just don't play Jacksonville well. Jacksonville, I think, has covered the spread the last 6 or 7 games they've played.
But you got to beat Jacksonville, dude.
You have to. You're a Super Bowl contending team, and now you're 0-2, or you're 0-1-1, and you tied the Texans. They look like Jacksonville. They were a bad team that was playing okay.
Damn. Where was that game? In Indianapolis?
No, it was down in Jacksonville. But right. No excuses.
No.
Especially, you know, that's the game they lost last year where they could have gone to the playoffs. So you would have thought they would have gone down there with a bit of fire in their bellies and gone, we have to win this game. We have to fucking beat them up and make up for last year. And they were just completely flat. They played horrible. And honestly, Frank Reich is lucky that he hasn't been fired yet. If they don't win this week, he's gone. 100%.
Yeah, it is disappointing.
And by the way,
arguably the – yeah, go ahead.
They play Kansas City this week. So they're going to be 0-2-1.
And Kansas City, I think, is only favored by 7.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That feels like more like a blowout to me, the way the Indianapolis has been playing, the way Kansas City's been playing.
Yep.
It feels less like a 7 game and more like a 10 game. But, Frank Wright, I mean, I didn't watch a minute of that game, but just on paper, you look at that those two teams and you go, this has got it. You got to beat this team, especially when you have arguably the best running back in the league. What's going on with the offensive line? Are they not what they used to be there? That used to be
they're still good.
Nelson and fucking 4 other hogs, and no one's getting to our quarterback.
Yeah, they've had a couple of injuries, but it's still a very strong unit. I think it's just they're playing flat. Matt Ryan has not gelled with this offense, and he looks old. He looks panicked. He doesn't want to get hit. You know, it's kind of sad that Carson Wentz has looked like a fantasy football god the first 2 weeks, and Matt Ryan, who was going to save this team and be a huge upgrade, has been way worse than Carson Wentz was last year.
Yeah, what is Carson? I mean, four. What does he have? He had 4 touchdowns again this week.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy how, I mean, I don't know if it's maybe just the East Coast scenery that he likes better over there, but it's, if he played like that in Indianapolis, they would have won. They would have gone to possibly the Super Bowl last year. It's nuts. It's crazy, but yeah, I don't know if you blame it all on Frank Reich, but someone's going to get blamed. And if they lose this week, which they probably look, I don't know if you can put it all, they're supposed to lose. They're underdogs this week. So if they're not competitive, then his head could be on
they're
the
at home. If they lose by more than 3 touchdowns, he's gone.
Oh yeah. Maybe even more, 2 touchdowns. If it's a competitive game, if they can, you know, if something happens at the end where it's, you know, freak score or whatever, that's one thing. But if they're in the game and they're competitive, you know, you lift to fight another day.
See, but I feel if Frank Reich was fired, that he would find another head coaching job. He's one of those coaches.
Yo, I think he is. I think he's a player's guy. I don't know. He'd probably get a coordinator job first before. I don't know if he slides right into a head coaching job again. He'd probably be offensive coordinator for somebody else. But I don't think people will forget that he's a good coach, you know, and that he got a team to the playoffs. Didn't he get – wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He's been a good coach up until this year, I felt.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
He's a Super Bowl winning coordinator.
Yeah,
so he'll definitely get another coordinator job, but I don't know if he slides right into.
Maybe he'll get fired and he'll go to Buffalo.
Why you don't like your offense? You don't like?
No, I love our offensive coordinator,
Ken Dorsey.
I mean, we have a guy who honestly could be coaching an NFL team right now in Brady, and he is our quarterback's coach. So I'm sure Frank Reich would come to Buffalo and take a demotion and be like, you know, he'd fill the water coolers just to hang out.
Are you not happy with Ken Dorsey? Because I mean,
I love Ken Dorsey. Yeah. No, I fucking love what he's doing.
How could you not be? The guy's 40. He scored 40 points, I think, in ball or 30.
We are the top scoring team in football right now.
We don't need a punter.
Anyone complaining about Ken Dorsey doesn't watch football.
Jim Kelly looked great in the beginning of the game. You know,
you see Marv Levy as well.
Let's go Buffalo. Yeah. I mean, I there's nothing to complain about in Buffalo right now. Not yet. We'll see after this week, though. You really think they're going to lose?
I wouldn't be shocked if they lost, because this is a huge game for Miami where they want to prove that they're a good team. And for the Bills, this is no one else get hurt. Let's get through this week and try to get healthy. This is not a game we have to win.
But counterpoint.
Go ahead.
Josh Allen owns the Dolphins.
He's played very, very well.
I think he's 7-0 against them. Has he lost to Miami? Let me check the internet.
I think he has, but he has a very lopsided record against them.
So also Diggs is playing like the best receiver in football to me.
Yeah.
Better than
Hill. He keeps telling everyone,
seven and one against
saying?
The Dolphins.
Okay. Yeah.
I am he. He is me.
Did you see his touchdown celebration where he's basically just like gyrating on the turf?
No, what is it? What do you mean gyrating on the turf?
Just like doing not even air a humping? Dance. He's kind of air humping, but not really.
Is he facing down? Is his dick facing the earth or is his dick facing the sky?
The sky.
His dick is facing the sky. So it looks like he's having a seizure, is what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. And then McKenzie was ripping him on the sideline. Don't ever do that again.
Maybe he was making an epilepsy awareness like gesture or something like that. You know, you don't know.
I mean, maybe
you don't know what's in his heart.
Maybe their color's blue and he was wearing the ribbon.
By the way, what are the undefeated teams? It's us. It's our two glorious teams. It's the Eagles.
It's Kansas City.
Kansas City's
It's Buffalo, Miami.
Miami, too.
Philadelphia.
Yep.
Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look great.
No.
Jameis Winston gave them that game.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston pulled the Jameis Winston
and
started throwing the ball to the other team. But they snuck it out. Another one.
Did you say Philly?
On the way to win.
Yeah, I said Philly.
That's the only six, right?
Yeah, it's not many.
Yeah, it's just six teams that are 2-0.
Oh, such a good feeling.
It feels crazy.
It's such a good feeling. It does feel crazy. Yeah, this week's going to be different.
I mean, I would hate it if it happens, but Jaylen Waddle, whenever he scores, I love it because of the damn dance. That is the best touchdown celebration I think I might have ever seen.
I haven't seen it. Can you pull it up?
You haven't seen it?
No.
He turned his last name and
he does the Waddle. He turns into a penguin and does a penguin walk.
Yeah, he turned his last name into a touchdown celebration. Brent, can you enable screen sharing?
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever, Steve. He does it every touchdown. His teammates will pick him up, and he'll still do it. All right. Beautiful. All right, here's the waddle.
You get the spike, and then you get the little penguin.
Oh, the little waddle. I love it, dude. It is cute. It is cute. He's probably been made fun of his entire life for that fucking name, and now he just gets the shit.
Now he makes millions off it.
Now he just does the little waddle.
They're probably doing like used car lots or having him in ads just showing up on camera waddling around, and he's just collecting checks.
Doing the waddle.
Waddle down.
He's fast as fuck. He's another one you need to worry about. Yeah, they got two of those guys.
They got two of those guys, but you know what they don't have? They don't have a size guy.
They don't have Von Miller either, and you guys do. And that guy, to me, so far has looked incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. Disruptive, explosive. Like,
and he's gotten the other guys to look just as good. He's done a great job. He's a great leader. That was a huge signing.
He's healthy. Worth the money. That helps you guys out a lot. But, it is tough to lose half your defense.
It'll be a fun game, though.
All right, so let's get into some picks. Oh, by the way, it's the President's Cup going on right now.
We should talk about how close Aaron Judge came last night to tying.
We should also talk about, that last at bat. Everyone was going crazy like that was it. I mean, the people talking about this as being a top five season offensively of all time. And look, it is. If he wins the Triple Crown, it's up there. But I always think about I remember growing up and hearing, reading Albert Bell in the 90s, his stats, he had 160 RBIs, 170 RBI. I remember he had 100 RBIs before the All-Star break one year. It was he put up insane batting 340, they didn't have the home run numbers that they do now, but I'm not saying those seasons statistically are bad. Those numbers just shoot out at me more than 316 batting average. But when you look at 60 home runs,
and the next closest guy is 20 behind.
The next closest guy is 20 plus behind you.
And we have to keep in mind that the pitching today is vastly different than it was 30 years ago when Bell was playing.
And we also don't know what Albert Bell was on.
Yeah.
Could have been on some juice and stuff. Who knows? Yeah. It was the juice days. As far as we know, Aaron Judge isn't on anything. I pray to God he's not. If he is, it's fuck, here we go again. But I truly think that,
he could be, if he is, the Major League Baseball needs to look at this and go, okay, we got to let it a little bit, because this is the most exciting thing that's happening with the sport right now. And it's not even close in a game that is slowly losing the interest of the public.
I was in St. Louis last weekend and they had a day game on Saturday and I tried to get tickets, but the fucking tickets were crazy priced because Albert Pujols is going for 600. And so I wasn't able to watch the game, but between the Pujols going for 600 and Judge going for 61 plus, it's a very exciting time. Now the problem is tonight's game is on Apple TV. Do you have Apple TV?
Nope. Yeah,
you both do. Okay.
I don't.
You don't. Okay.
I don't.
So you can't watch the game tonight.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm this should be a thing where I'm not saying Apple TV needs to. I just think Apple's got enough money if that they went for tonight's game, Apple TV is free. Everybody for tonight's game can get a trial, one night trial. And they air it almost like we're going to national televised game. It is still shitty to have streaming because that's what it is. But that's, if they can make it available to everyone, because it is something special. It is something that people are going to want to see live. It's a live thing. And so it sucks that you won't be able to, that I would say the majority of the country won't be able to watch it.
Steve, aren't you an Apple shareholder?
I am.
This is Steve.
And I didn't bring it up at the meeting.
This is Steve's way. This is Steve's way of saying to our audience, I don't want to pay $7.99 a month.
No, I have
Apple
TV.
$5 a month.
I have it. I already bought it.
Why are you complaining?
Because I feel bad for my brother who doesn't have it, or I can give him my pass. But my mom, all these people I know that don't have it, And I can, you know, it's like I can't share my password with everyone. So I'm just saying these things need to be more broad. You have to think about the instead of like the rights and who's got the rights to the. This is like a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You know,
well, like I will likely get it, especially if Apple can make the deal and get Sunday Ticket, because I don't know if it affected you because you were watching the Giants. So it's a local game. But Sunday Ticket was down for pretty much everyone across the board.
I almost threatened the Sunday Ticket people, the DirecTV people, because week one, I was going to get the Sunday Ticket again. Last year, I had DirecTV Stream, D-Stream, which was the worst fucking name you could ever possibly name a company, D-Stream.
Yeah. D-Stream.
And I also had YouTube TV, so I was going back and forth. And I had D-Stream because it also came with the Sunday Ticket package. Well, now when I decided I don't want D-Stream, I wanted YouTube TV, I got rid of D-Stream. But this year I was like, well, I'll come back to D-Stream for a little bit because I can get the Sunday packet, Sunday Ticket. They won't let you get it now. Now you have to have a fucking satellite on the goddamn roof to get the Sunday Ticket. And you know why they know that? Because this is their last year with the rights to the NFL. And this is their last year they know they can really fuck you.
I keep hearing that, but I have Sunday Ticket year. And I don't have DirecTV and I don't have a satellite.
What?
I've heard people say that they try to get Sunday Ticket and
oh, because you're in a condo complex, correct?
Yeah.
If you are in a place where you technically cannot have a satellite on your roof, then you can stream it and they let you stream it.
Ah.
But because I'm living in a fucking house, they know they can fuck me and they did. So now I got to go to fucking Buffalo Wild Wings to watch all the games that I want to watch.
Yeah. Well, it was down. I got the email yesterday saying that we're very sorry and we're going to refund you for a week. But their support team was just completely helpless and hapless.
Trash,
and
dude.
No
and you know why? They know they have no chance in wooing the NFL. This thing was like they signed like a 15-year contract, you know. 15 years ago, who the fuck knew Netflix, they were still sending out DVDs 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Amazon was still delivering books. So when DirecTV got the in on this, and they know they have no shot at getting again, so that's why they fucked us.
What was the game that we saw? Was it the week one? It was Goodell sitting next to Jeff Bezos?
Yes.
So it's probably going to go to Amazon, especially if the Thursday night games are successful.
Brenton. He was sitting next to Bezos, but Tim Cook was under the table sucking his cock. And that's why it'll be on Apple TV next year. You don't go with the guy who bought you dinner. You go with the guy that sucked your cock.
Still a small chance that Disney pulls out the biggest wallet and says, we want it, put it on Disney Plus and Hulu, and they end up getting it. Because, I mean, they just float it into ESPN Plus, and it would be an add-on for ESPN Plus.
They could put it on OAN, and it would be better than fucking DirecTV is okay? Horrible. InfoWars. I'd rather InfoWars streaming the direct to Sunday Ticket. I would watch it then, because it's terrible. It's fucking terrible, and DirecTV is terrible.
This is the first week that I actually needed to work to watch the Bills, so prayers that it actually works this week.
Yeah, I mean, I get the Giants games. They're obviously regional here, so we get them, but to watch anything else, I got to go other places. So my buddy's a Steelers fan. We got to go other places. So, getting back to the point, I think tonight's one of those nights where you have to kind of overlook the fact of who's got Apple TV and this and that. Like, just make it, you know, they're going to do cut-ins on, I think, ESPN and Major League and MLB Network and stuff. But still, it's like, I don't know. It's something you want to see. As a Yankee fan, I would never want to not be able to watch this happen. And it is fucking cool. It is really cool because he's played it unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's still like, they don't even ask him about like, you know, he's stated already. He still think the record's 73, but he'll accept whatever adulation they give him for 61 or 2 or 3, whatever, how many hits, as long as he stays fucking healthy. That's all I care about.
Well, the lineup's gotten healthier. People have come back and they're playing much better than they were a month ago.
It looks like they'll get the bye, which will be good. But, you know, it is not like we're not cruising into this thing where I'm like all like full throttle, all systems go. You know, like it's not the that at least right now, the Yankees heading into the playoffs is not exactly where I want to be. You know, you wish you could get that May, June Yankee team back, and then whatever that was. But the closest version we can get to that, we'll have to accept. And you know, going into the playoffs, we'll get the first round bye, but it's not going to be easy. You're still going to have to play a really tough team in the division series, and then probably the fucking Astros on the road in the ALCS. So it's not going to be fucking, and they got two pitchers, Verlander and the other guy, Alvarez, Diaz, one of those fucking guys. It's like, wow, they just keep churning out these fucking pitchers. It's unbelievable over in Houston. Someone check them for their pitching. What's going on over there? Forget the batting shit. The pitching is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Aaron Judge, triple crown. Yeah, you'd have to give him top five season offensively of all time. Probably. I mean, I think he's the first guy to bat over 300 and have 60 plus home runs. So I think anyone that's hit 60 has hit below 300, which is remarkable. And he's not only above it, he's way above it and could possibly lead the league.
Yeah, he's at about 317, 318 right now.
Yeah, I mean, because they walk him now three times a game. Mm-hmm. They walked him leading off the game. Then whoever came, Higashioka got a double, so it's like, well, fuck, first base is open. You know what's going to happen now. They walked him. I mean, they're not intentionally walking him like they did Bonds, but
they're giving.
You watched the first
at bat
yesterday?
Yeah.
The first three pitches were changeups that started at his knee and ducked down into the dirt. And the 3-0 pitch was a fastball that was about 18 inches outside. So, you know, guys don't miss that badly starting the game out usually. So, yeah, they're pitching around him, but – and it probably – this is the part he's going to have to really lock in now because people are – nobody wants to be the guy to give it up. So they're going to – and the mistakes – like they made a couple mistakes last night and he missed them just by a little bit, but he missed them. Those he just has to make sure he can't miss anymore. And then once he gets that record over, I bet she hits like 3 or 4 home runs after that. So healthy going into the playoffs, that's all I'm looking for.
Over under 65.
How many games left?
There are probably
12, 13.
100. They've played 149 games, so there's 13 left.
13 games. 65, he's at 60. I'm going to take – that's a good number. I'm going to take the – I'll take the under. I'll say a push, like 64, 65 I think he's going to end up with. I think he gets a 61 tonight or tomorrow, and then he'll hit like 2 or 3 in a bunch before the end of the season.
And then they'll probably rest him once he gets the record. I don't think they'll have him play all 13 games. If he's already gotten it and the division's locked up, there's no point
to play him. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think they'll sit him to like preserve a record or anything. If he has the batting title, if he's like tied for the batting title, I don't think they'll sit him so that he would remain tied. You know what I'm saying? I think like, I don't know. They should definitely, whatever health wise he wants to do. If he wants to play every day, let him play every day. But maybe night games, day games, the next day, sit out. You know, everybody wants to see him play. But yes, nobody wants him to get hurt. DH him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. And then the President's Cup's going on right now. Which is obviously, you know what that is, right, Brenton?
It's where the presidents meet up and they play golf.
Some of that is right. Most of that is wrong. The President's Cup is a golf event sponsored by the PGA Tour.
By the presidents.
Not the fucking LIV Tour. Not by presidents. They are sponsored by the PGA Tour, who captains asked a couple presidents to be part of the captain and crew and stuff. So Bush and Clinton were the captains this year, honorary captains. And then, you know, you pick an American team and an international team, but the international team can't be from Europe because that's the Ryder Cup. Every other year we play the President's Cup. So it's anyone in from Canada, South America, you know, Australia, Africa, anywhere non-European. So America's got a real stacked team because most of the best European player or the best world players are now moved over to the LIV Tour and they're not allowed to play on this thing. Cam Smith, Joaquin Neiman, those guys. So it's not exactly a fair fight. And the USA is dominating the fucking thing. But it's happening in Quail Hollow down in North Carolina. Shout out to our friend Court McCowan. It's always fun to watch like team golf play. And it also is fun to watch Bill Clinton around women. It's almost like watching, you know, like OJ around blondes where it's like he still gets excited, but you know he's on his best behavior. He has to be on his best behavior. Like, because there's like, you know, there's a lot of like, they were cutting back and forth to like the golfers and then like Clinton talking to the golfers' wives and stuff. And it was like, oh boy, you can tell this guy.
He's really still slick Willie.
Oh,
he's still slick Willie.
That is never coming out of him, dude. They're going to put him in the ground and he's going to have a fucking boner. And that's the way it should be. That's why I want to go out. But yeah, it's fun to watch him still, like, because Hillary was nowhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. And you could tell the man's still on the prowl. It's great. More power to him. More power to him. The UN Council's going on right now in New York. Do you guys know about that?
No idea.
Yeah, the fucking
draft. Is that a sporting event?
It's football season, Steve.
No, it's like all the powerful countries get together and they go, they get like a bitch list together and they're like, this sucks, that sucks, blah, blah, blah. And all they do is jam up traffic on the entire east side of New York City. It's impossible to get around. Everyone's a diplomat. People park in the middle of the fucking road. There's roads are blocked off for no reason because fucking Prince Amir Sahan has to take a shit in a restaurant across the street. So it's a real fucking real problem. But anyway, he was here the other day, Biden. And then what's the guy, the Ukrainian guy? He got on. He's like, look, dude, need more help. Yeah, because I guess Putin's throwing out 300,000 fucking troops into this thing. Putin is like, he's like, no way, dude. No way you're going to talk shit about me.
He's going all in.
But yeah, so that's going on in New York right now. But I was surprised that like Bill Clinton's down in fucking North Carolina, still trying to fucking feel up chicks. And yeah, it's great. Politicians, he's one of the best ones ever. Anyway, that's going on. President's Cup should be over. I think it should be over by fucking tomorrow, Saturday. I don't even think the singles matches on Sunday will matter, but it's nice to see Kevin Kisner and a couple guys that probably wouldn't have made it, but you know, because the other guys went to the LIV Tour. They're good guys, good to put together. And a team event's fun for golf. So, all right, that's it. Let's go to the fucking picks. Let's get some. Let's try to fucking get Lucas some money this week, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we're 0-2.
I mean, did we win our other games last week?
No, we lost all of them.
We lost every one of them, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. It was not a good week.
It was a real terrible goddamn week.
I did win some money last night, though. I took the over in the Browns Steelers. It was at 38, which was just like, come on. At this point, I don't care how bad the offenses are. You can score 38 points between two NFL teams. There's just defense isn't what it used to be.
And the weather. I barely watched any of that game because I was mostly watching the Yankee game. But
I had one in my hand on my phone and the other was on the TV.
The Browns pulled it out, correct?
The Browns pulled it out, and not only did we end up covering the 38, they had a touchdown on the last like ditch effort, toss the ball around between the Steelers, see what happens, and they fumbled in the end zone, and the Browns fell on it. So it turned out to be a much more lopsided, high-scoring game than it would have been. But yeah, there's some decent, I think, safe games on this slate that we should be able to figure out and get Lucas paid.
There are a lot of tight games this week, I will say. You got a lot of one-point spread games. You got a lot of two. Like, there's how many? Two, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight games all within 3 points or less.
Damn. I already know mine.
You know yours. All right.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead.
Give me the Bengals against the Jets.
Here we go.
Yep. And you know what? I looked at that too. And I said to myself, why do I have a feeling the Jets might cover that 6 points? I just, yeah. I, Are you saying Bengals to beat the Jets on the money line or Bengals?
I got -6 with the.
I got 6 too. But you want those points. You're not saying money line to.
No, I'm saying yeah. Give me the points.
You want them and given the 6 points, right?
Right. I think they win by more.
We also thought they would win by more last week against a terrible Cowboys team with
double
no
down, baby.
That's fine.
I mean, the Bengals can't play like this forever. Eventually, Burrow.
They don't need to. They just need to do it one more week. They just need to play like this one more week, and I think they might.
But I mean, the Jets. I'm sorry, they got Flacco. I'm not gonna. I'll bet against Flacco still. Right? He's not that good, right?
He's not.
He's not.
Okay.
And everyone's like, "Oh, crazy. Flacco." But I'm like, a warm body made that throw down. Like, if you don't guard a guy or defend a fucking receiver, I could probably throw the ball towards him. You know, like. So I don't know if he did anything remarkable, but yeah, I just, for some reason, I'm like, the Bengals still have not shown me anything this year that warrants like believing them at all by giving away 6 points.
They got to go into this game going, okay, our strength is our offensive line and Joe Mixon running the ball. Let's just give Joe Mixon the ball and run it down their throats. And they can't abandon the run. And then that'll open up Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Boyd. I mean, they just need to run the ball better. They were great week one running the ball, and then they just didn't do it against Dallas.
Yeah. It was ugly too, and I'm worried about the offensive line because Joe Burrow got sacked again a couple of times. Now, granted, Micah Parsons is ridiculous, but you know, and the Jets don't have a Micah Parsons. I just don't know if they've gotten it together yet. You know,
let's hope they have this week because we're taking a -6.
All right.
I got my game. Okay, go ahead.
I like the Detroit Lions +6 over the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, Kirk Cousins is going to back his way into a win for the Detroit Lions. Now, I don't know if I guess I'm going to be a pussy and take the +6 just in case something goes down shifty wise. But I almost like them to win the game.
The Lions are going to win the game.
All right.
Minnesota's in a rebuild. The Lions are going to win this game. What you saw last week, Minnesota with Philly, that is what Minnesota is. Week one, that was a fluke. Who did they beat week one? That was Green Bay. That was just because Aaron Rodgers doesn't do anything in the offseason, and then that's his preseason game. So he played like shit, and they didn't have their wide receiver one. And so that's just to throw it away. Good for Minnesota, but Minnesota's not a good team. So I completely agree, and I think the Lions are on the up and up, and they're going to not only cover 6, but they're going to win that game.
Yeah, they are, and Dan Campbell's going to cry.
Yeah.
He's going to shed tears in Minnesota.
And the Lions are going to be 2-1.
And Minnesota's going to be what, 1-2?
1-2, yeah.
And Chicago's 1-2.
Chicago's 1-1. They haven't played yet.
They're going to lose. Who are they playing?
They're playing Houston. They're playing Houston at home.
And the Packers are probably going to lose.
I am taking the Packers as a pick.
They're
going to beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. That's my game. The Packers are going to go down there. They're going to play good football. People are healthy. Tom Brady.
Who is he going to throw the ball to?
Alan Lazard. This is Alan Lazard's coming out party this week. But he's not even going to have to throw the ball because they're going to run it with Jones. They're going to run it with Dylan, and they're going to put up enough points. Tom Brady's not going to be able to match. He has no Mike Evans. Mike Evans suspended. Godwin is still probably not going to play this week. So who's Tom Brady going to throw it to? And he just lost his third left tackle. So he's down so many offensive linemen. And I watched that Saints game when he was getting rushed and he knew like, okay, the pocket's collapsing. I'm not getting it out in time. He was literally, instead of taking a hit or trying to escape, laying down. So he's 45 years old and he feels 45 years old. And
dude, I lay down after I wake up in the morning. Wake up, I stretch.
But that's what he's doing.
And I have to lay down again.
As this superstar quarterback, I think we're finally seeing Tom age out. He hasn't played well the first two games. He made two good throws last week against the Saints. The rest of it was pedestrian, and he just looks slow and old. And I think Green Bay comes down, and it's not going to be a blowout, but they're going to beat Tampa Bay.
I'm not sure, dude. That's one I'm like, I stayed away from that. I don't fuck with Tom Brady.
I have no fear, and I've been betting against Tom Brady for many years now, and this is and finally you've lost the year.
Almost every time.
This is finally the year it all pays off.
I mean, almost every time you've lost.
This is the year it pays off, though. We're looking good. He has no line. He has no weapons. Let's go, hey. Green Bay.
What are the odds you think he gets divorced this year?
He's getting divorced. He's not making it through the end of the season, and they might not make the playoffs.
Wait, timeout. This year being what? Calendar year or NFL season?
NFL season.
He will never get divorced in the middle of a season.
It's what if he got served at the 50-yard line during a coin toss?
Well, we are dealing with a Brazilian like crazy she could be a crazy person, and that would be a fucking – if she's got Sudeikis' lawyer, that could happen. So,
I joke last night on stage that Tom Brady, if the Bucks win a Super Bowl, Tom Brady could get divorced and still win a ring out of it.
Yeah, he's going to get a ring out of it. And
they're not winning the Super Bowl.
They're 2-0.
Dude, you're not winning the Super Bowl.
They're not winning.
I know
the
that. All right, Brenton again. An ill-advised play. There are other things
out
there.
You know what? We're going to come back next week, and you guys are going to apologize because my pick was the only one that hit.
I mean, I was going to take the Giants.
Yeah. On the road, what are the
odds? Getting one.
They're getting one. So you're a road favorite. Which, when was the last time that happened in Dallas? I don't know. It's not a... That's more of a pick'em game than Green Bay Tampa Bay. The Giants and the Cowboys is more of a pick'em game than Green Bay Tampa Bay. I really don't think it's close. I think Green Bay's a much better team. It's just you got to throw out week one and go, okay, for the last 4 or 5 years, Aaron Rodgers just has played like shit on week one, and then he figures it out. By week three, he's putting up MVP numbers. And then you look at all the problems that Tampa Bay has, and they've only gotten worse. And now you've taken away the best weapon that was left in Mike Evans. It's like, who does Tom Brady at 45 throw to? You think he has instant chemistry with Cole Beasley, who's coming off the street now, hasn't played in a year?
In his defense,
dude, he looks at Cole Beasley like he doesn't even look at the name of his back. He thinks he's Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
He's gonna run the Julian Edelman.
Well, he's definitely not Julian Edelman. He's a good wide receiver, but he's not Julian Edelman. And he's not gonna have time. He had to have a line. He doesn't have a line. He's on his third left tackle.
I mean, all right.
You talk about his blind side. He's got no one protecting his blind side. You're down to the fourth guy.
I'm not betting against him.
I am only betting against him. This is the year to bet against him. Anyone who has money that wants to bet, just listen to me. This is the one time you should bet against him. Absolutely.
Ruin his chance to win money this week. Go for it. I mean, we'll do it if you want.
This will be the one pick that checks out.
That's what I said 5 minutes ago. You're going to apologize to me because I'm the only one that got it right.
Fine.
The Jets are going to cover. The Lions aren't going to cover. And we would have won $297.90. But you guys,
I didn't say the Lions to cover.
You got the Lions +6.
They can lose by three and I still win. Hello?
I'm saying they're not going to cover. Minnesota will come out and beat them by 10.
No. You're wrong, dude. Don't try to shit on me because you don't like your fucking pick, okay?
I love my pick. I've never felt better about my pick.
It is what it is. How much do we make if all three picks miraculously come through and yours doesn't like bottom out and leave us in the dust like it does every time?
$297.90.
All right.
Great.
Did you see how Dan Campbell scouted the Vikings?
Oh, what the
no.
fuck?
Did you see his tweet?
Hang on. It just said it didn't what? Take it didn't take my bet. It says the line has changed. So what line
uh-oh.
Changed?
How do
okay,
we, I knew
now
we
it has
the line.
That was stupid. Never mind. It just went through again. So I got an error message and then I just hit place bet again and now it went through. Never mind. It's been accepted.
So they asked Dan Campbell how he scouted the Vikings-Eagles game on Monday Night Football. He said, normally like any fan would, I fell over backwards in my chair drunk after the second half. I couldn't even take notes anymore. Woke up, couldn't read my notes, but I'm back in this morning, took some aspirin, we're good.
That's good with me.
Yeah. And now he's doing fingertip push-ups. He's just in the middle of a conference room doing fingertip push-ups shirtless for no
all
reason.
All he has to be is emotional, dude.
Yeah.
He's got a lot, he's got coordinators to worry about all the
yeah, he's got all those stuff. Guys working with the players and they know what to do. He just has to come in.
They
and
love
call
this
them
about him.
Gentlemen and
they
shed
absolutely
a tear
love
and
this about him.
Scream
trust
a little
me.
Bit.
They relish the fact that this guy is out there just like them, recovering after a long weekend, getting a little zooted on Sunday night. You know, they need this. This yeah. is what they love.
So just quote Gladiator two or three times, get them pumped up, and they'll go out and win.
Yeah, well, I mean, what good is it? Has Bill Belichick staying up all night studying film? Has that helped him
yeah.
at all this year? No. So, you know, let's let Dan Campbell be Dan Campbell. All right. I've got some new dates, ladies and gentlemen, I want to plug. I'm apparently now, I just realized, I'm going to Addison, Texas to the Addison Improv. Just added, I haven't put the link up on my website, but I'll do it by the end of the day. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be up. That is October 10th, 11th, and 12th. No, sorry, November 10th, 11th, and 12th. My fault. November 10th, 11th, 12th. Addison
Improv. One job.
In Addison, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Tickets will be at steverenazizi.com. Port Charlotte, Florida. I'm coming to you next month. Oh, Sacramento's in October.
Are you, or is it in December?
No, it's not. I have.
Is there a version of dyslexia that instead of like just reading the letters wrong, you get the months on the calendar completely
October
wrong?
October 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Sacramento punchline. Come on down, Sacramento. We haven't been together in a while. Then the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of October, Port Charlotte, Florida at Visani's. Then November 5th at a casino in the Rhythm City Casino in Davenport, Iowa. And then I've got the November 10th, 11th, 12th, like I just mentioned, in Addison, Texas. Then 2nd and 3rd in New Jersey at Bananas and Hasbrook Heights. And then the following weekend, I'm in the Chicago Zanies area. And then New Year's Eve in Louisville, Kentucky. So there you have it. SteveRenazizi.com for all your tickets. Come get some action. Okay? I might have posters, and I'll sign them for you guys after the shows. You guys have any dates you want to plug?
I'll be at the Improv this Saturday, and then next Wednesday I'll be chaperoning adults at Disneyland, hoping that they don't get in trouble because I'm afraid of my wife.
Are you part of this, Lucas?
I am, and ever since Brenton told us about Disney Jail last week, it makes me kind of want to see Disney Jail.
If you end up going to Disney Jail, my wife could lose her job.
Let's make everyone's dreams come true. Let's get another 100 Patreon members. Let's send Lucas to Disney Jail.
Sweet
and
Christ.
Let's get
do
Brenton
not
divorced.
Microdose. She told me last night, she's like, if they're like, hey, we're going to go ride this ride and you guys can go ride. No, you stay together. You keep
okay,
the group together. No one wanders off.
What if you have one person on mushrooms that wants to go on one ride and one person on mushrooms that wants to go on another ride?
I gotta
How do you handle that, Brenton?
I got to convince one of those two people that ride that they want to go on is the same ride as the ride the one person wants
Let me
to go
give
on.
You an example, right? You come home, you're by yourself, you've got two children. You're driving home from a play date or whatever, and they're both sleeping in the car when you get home. You've got to walk them up into their room. Which one are you taking first? And you got to leave one in the car. That's the choices you're going to have to make. You're going to either have to leave Lucas on It's a Small World and hope that he makes it out over live, or
It's a Small World might be closed. I think they're switching it over
not
to
if Lucas is on mushrooms
to
it's Chris. Not.
Yeah.
Not if he's on mushrooms.
Just behave. You're grown men. Just behave for one day for me. I'm trying to give you magical memories. The least you can do is pretend like you're a man in your 30s.
Hey, Lucas, is there any way we can dose Brenton? I know I'm I just want, can we give him like some mushrooms so he doesn't even know it and just maybe watch him go on all the rides and like maybe go to Disney jail
and have Cassie come pick him up? How ironic would that be?
It would be amazing if you were the one to misbehave, Brenton.
I'm not misbehaving. I don't want to lose my pass. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Now, it includes California Adventure, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a park hopper. I get three people in anytime I want to go. I just go down there. I go, hi, here's my card. No, they changed that. They changed that. So now they charge everybody. It's like $20 to get, they call it the Genie Pass.
Oh, really?
So they have a fast pass that's like $15 and that gets you on like the older rides. Then they have Genie Pass that's like $20 or $25 and that gets you on like Star Wars and Marvel and all the new stuff.
The lines could be interesting with people on mushrooms, though. That could be fun to have to wait on line.
You guys,
with people.
You can do whatever you want in the lines as long as you're not touching other people. Just be well. Just be nice. I have snack coupons. We get free snacks.
Ooh, snacks! You get some orange slices and some waters in case people freak out.
Yeah,
dude.
All on the house.
What's that fucking tiki hut that people go in? You know what I'm talking about?
The tiki room. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Room. I don't know if that's still open.
It's open.
It's by the Jungle Cruise.
Steve, have you ever been in the Tiki Room?
They have Dole Whip
don't
there.
Think so.
You ever had Dole Whip?
No, I haven't.
Pineapple ice cream is fucking delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're known for it.
Pineapple ice cream. It's not like a gelato. It's not like a sorbet.
Sorbet.
It's an ice cream.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a straight up pineapple ice cream. The only two places that I'm sure they have it in other spots, but Dole, the actual like Dole Pineapple Company, they have the one at Disneyland and then like at the actual Dole Plantation in Hawaii.
I also want to do one other shout out to Chris Francese, Dr. Chris Francese, our Buffalo Bills doctor of Park City, Utah guy, who sent me a message on Patreon about my fat tongue and sleep apnea. He says I should go to a dentist and they can fit a custom appliance that will make me feel like I'm not choking on a dong while I sleep. But I'll have you know, it's still continuously working, although the last two nights I've slept by myself in the other room because I took NyQuil and I'm, you know, a little sick, so I want to kill this cold. And I'm not putting in that mouth thing on NyQuil. You could easily die with a cold.
Mm-hmm.
If my nasal pad, like, I'm not going to suffocate. So, yeah, that's it. That's the podcast for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everyone is when are you guys going to Disney, by the way?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, so probably before we do this again. I can't wait to hear about the adventures. All right. That's it for this week. Tell everyone, you know, and tell them we love them and we rate and subscribe and listen to us. And yeah, tell some friends. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Thank you very much for joining me. How you been? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Steve Renazizi. I'm the guy.